with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
What's going on? It's Cooper here. We were minus an Una this morning. We had Ella in, standing in and doing a fantastic job as it was. So we have a load to get through. And the first thing that we spoke about this morning is what everybody in the world is talking about. And that is a little monkey called Punch.
It's the most talked about animal story in the universe at the moment. And that is Punch, who's a little monkey in Japan, who was being, taught lessons, being kind of pushed out of its family group because Punch lost its mother.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like being pushed out of the way and didn't have anybody to console him. And he's only a little baby monkey. And nobody knew what to do. So the zoo gave him a little toy monkey. And the toy monkey happened to come from IKEA. And IKEA, all over the world, has now sold out of this monkey. It's kind of like, hang on a second. Is there more to this than that? No, it's not. It was to console the monkey. Now, the monkey has now been taken in by another monkey who's been looking after it. But it's a lovely story. And the thing is, as well, is like everyone's kind of freaking out. Say, well, why is the monkey getting pushed and pulled around the place? It's like, well, monkeys do that. And that monkey's probably going to grow up and do that back to smaller monkeys.
But you know what? I felt personal, though. Felt like he was getting bullied. It wasn't just, oh, get out, we don't like you. It was like, we definitely don't like you, little monkey. And it was giving bullying vibes.
Well, I suppose they're kind of, they'd be territorial with regards to their own little family group. And if somebody tries to come in, they'd be like, hang on a sec, what are you doing in here? Get back out, get out, get out of our group. But the fact that another monkey has taken him in.
There's two that's taken him in.
Two?
Yeah, two.
Now they're arguing over him.
Yeah.
They're like, we all want to be Instagram famous now off the back of this. It's really cute. But the fact that these monkeys have sold out worldwide now, because there's always that kind of thing. It's like, what's going to be the next big kind of like plush toy? Because literally on the lead up to Valentine's, I don't know, did you see what the big plush toy was? The big toy. Yeah, it's a, you'll love this, Donald, because you love them. What are the big ginger hairy cows?
Highland cows.
Oh, the Highland cows.
Highland cows were everywhere.
They're very cute.
And there's one particular fashion store which has got a home brand as well, and they have Highland cow everything. There's Highland cow everything. So now I have a funny feeling that now IKEA have done this, it's like everyone's going to want these like
monkey themed items,
which I'm up for it as well. So like, long live Punch Monkey, we love you.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
You gotta check out those videos of that monkey. It's so cute and so heartbreaking, but warming at the same time. Anyway, our survey says this is the most awkward thing ever. Well, 30% of people say it anyway.
Crank up your radio, open your WhatsApp, get ready to send us a voice note on 087-110-2107 if you think you know the answer to this survey.
30% of people say this is the most awkward thing to do in public. What is it? What awkward stuff have you been doing?
This could be an endless list. So I
every day of my life is awkward. But
eating on my own in public, I don't like.
Oh, fair. You feel awkward doing it, but it's not awkward to happen.
So if I feel awkward, then it's awkward.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. In your head, it's not the answer, but I get what you think.
Because if you're on your own in like a restaurant and every single other person around you is with somebody and you're just sat there by yourself eating alone.
Like it's even a lunch. Like I won't sit in a cafe or if I'm in a hotel, I won't sit at the
breakfast.
Yeah, I feel really awkward about it. I don't know why.
I always go into places and just sit on my own and like, sound.
Do what I think is really awkward if you accidentally walk in on someone in the bathroom? Like if they don't lock the door.
And you're like,
is there anyone in here? You knock, silence, you open the door, there's someone sat there. And you're like, okay, thanks, I did knock. I did say hello.
Yeah, we need to be more noisy in bathrooms. So
we do. Cough.
Yeah, because, or fart, whatever you
do
need
whatever
to do.
Do whatever you need to do.
Is it either of those?
It's not either of them two. No,
okay, how about a very straightforward, it happens to everybody, having your card declined.
Oh, yeah.
At the top of a queue.
Okay. Yeah, big queue behind you. Like, oh, hang on a minute. Let me find another one. Yeah.
Happens way too often. Yeah. Do you know?
Yeah.
Is that it?
No.
Okay, let's get some guesses. 087-110-2107.
30% of people say this is the most awkward thing to do in public. What is it?
The number is 087-110-2107. Send us a voice note. Our survey says this morning, let's get some guesses in on 087-110-2107. What are you saying, Donald?
30% of people say this is the most awkward thing to do in public. What is it?
Tire lace.
Oh.
when you have to tie your lace and you're walking down the street and you're just like, oh, I have to stop now, pull in.
Pull up middle of the street.
Yeah, pull in, find a windowsill to put your foot on.
Yeah, and, I'll just bend down.
Yeah, it's actually really awkward, isn't it?
It's really awkward when someone just does it in the middle of walking and you don't know and they just duck down and you nearly fall over them.
Yeah.
That's more awkward, but yeah.
Or when you go to pick up a ball, if you're walking through the park, and a ball comes towards you and you go to kick it and you either miss it
or
it goes skewways or you kick it into a tree or something like that.
Sorry.
No, do you know what I think is really awkward? Let's say if you drop something like a tissue or like a piece of paper or like let's say a note.
I know where
you're
going.
And it's really windy and you go to pick it up and you're this close to it and it blows away. That is so embarrassing.
And you're chasing it,
Do you know what, actually, I've learned to just be really calm and walk slowly towards it and then put your foot in it.
Oh yeah. Rather than trying to grab
it. Doesn't always work. You always still look embarrassed. Veteran. Anyway, here we go.
Hi, Lynn here. Would 30% of people find PDA awkward in public?
Public displays of affection.
That is a very good show.
Hugging and kissing and cuddling and hand holding.
Yeah, all of that. No, it's not the answer, but I think people don't like it.
Well, I feel like what I honestly think is worse than PDA is when if one partner is really into it and they go to like hold their partner's hand and then he like bats it away.
Yeah.
That's way worse than doing the hand holding.
That would be worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or awkward.
Or when you go in for even just kissing the cheek to say, hey, how's it going? And then they move away. It's like, what are you up to?
You're my wife.
Say hello. Is that it now?
It's not it now.
Okay.
So the survey says asking for directions or asking for help. From David of Mullingar.
Thank you, David of Mullingar. So, asking for directions. I know...
Very good guess.
It's a very proud thing that lads have in particular is about not asking for directions. Just pull on over here now and ask where it is. I will not.
Yeah. We'll find it.
Yeah, we'll find it.
I think like men would actually rather get lost than ask someone for direction.
Yeah. Have you seen How to Get to Heaven from Belfast yet?
Not yet. Please don't spoil it because I really want to watch it.
There's a very, very funny bit with Ardal O'Hanlon who plays the keeper of the inn, the motel, in it, right? And they're looking for directions to a particular house and the directions he gives are absolutely fantastic. And he says, and just turn left by the scarecrow with the one arm. And you're just like, what? And then later on, like four episodes in, you finally see the scarecrow with the one arm. That's not a spoiler. Anyway, are any of those the answers?
No, not the answers.
Okay, let's get the guesses in. 087-1102-107. The question is?
30% of people say this is the most awkward thing to do in public. What is it?
What are you doing? Send us a WhatsApp. 087-1102-107. I suppose the survey says is something that we're able to learn from on a daily basis. What were we asking today, Don?
Today, 30% of people say this is the most awkward thing to do in public. What is it?
Just wondering, is it public speaking? Craig.
Craig, and awfully, public speaking, I know a lot of people are not too afraid with it.
Yeah, Una's allergic to that. Yeah, no, it's not.
Which
the
is bizarre for her job.
Her job, yes.
Yeah.
What do you do as a radio presenter? What do you hate public speaking? What do you do daily? Speak in public. Something. No, all right.
Is it fixing your underwear?
Nothing worse than a wedgie.
Hey, just embrace it. Just, you know, rummage.
Embrace the wedge.
Rummage and pull it out.
Embrace the rummage, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it? Not the answer, no.
Okay.
His answer to today's survey says, make a mistake in a crowded place, like stumbling or tripping over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the awkward trip and try and recover. No, it's not.
Trip and make it look like you were running.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's good, yeah. No, it's not the answer.
All right, one more.
Is it running after the bus? That's pretty mortifying.
And then you miss it, yeah. You're like, oh, no, I was just running. No, it's not the answer. The answer is 30% of people say it's the most awkward thing. It's walking the wrong way after pushing a pull door and you kind of walk into it. And it's when you don't see the push and you pull.
You know, it's clearly in front of you. Yes, it says pull. Yeah, you push it.
Yeah, but sometimes you just don't know.
Yeah.
Even if it says it, you just don't want to risk it.
And automatically you think for public buildings, the door, if you're going in, it has to open out.
Yeah, that's true.
By law, it has to open out.
And you know when there's two doors and one of them is locked? And you always go for the locked one.
Always
go for
the locked one. Yeah, so awkward.
Yeah. Fix your doors, people.
Are you on my This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Big prizes up for grabs in Rhyme It this week, and Dano was having a go at trying to clinch the prize.
Rhyme It, just a little bit, no, all of it.
Playing Rhyme
time with this morning. Let's go to County Cavan. Good morning, Dano. How are you?
Morning, Cooper. How are you?
Good, thanks very much. We were trying to figure out like what you're into, and you're into horses.
Yes, now, indeed.
But you don't actually ride the horses. You just love going to the races and watching the races, right?
That's it, yeah.
Cheltenham Festival is creeping up pretty soon. Will you be going? Will you be
unfortunately won't, unless I win the cash call on Friday.
You mean iRadio's cash machine?
Yes, definitely. I'll even bring his all with me if that's if we win.
Brilliant. Do I have to go to the horse racing or can I?
well, you're only back of your extended holiday, so
I can tell
maybe
you
we'll
now.
Leave you at home.
I can tell you now. I was not on a holiday. I was off sick, believe it or not. So there you go. Come here. Were you watching the Winter Olympics?
No, not my style.
Oh, stop it. The curling. We were glued to the curling. And those cheeky Canadians and the extra bit of fingering that they did.
Shocking stuff.
Unbelievable scenes. But come here, we want to try and get you a nice prize this week. You've got a bit of a challenge to beat the score this week, which is a score of 8, wasn't
it? Yeah.
8 was yesterday's high score. So, Dano, all you got to do is rhyme every answer with the word that we give you. The word that we give you this morning is...
Car.
C-A-R.
Car. Car.
So you have a question?
No.
All right. Okay. All right. Are you ready to play?
As ready as I'll be, yeah.
Excellent. Very best of luck. Your 30 seconds start now.
When you don't want to walk somewhere because it's too what away?
Car.
A substance used in a road making and preserving timber?
Pass.
I make a wish upon a what?
Star.
A common convenience store in Ireland?
Bar.
I like to sing at home and play my what?
Guitar.
When you get to the hotel, I'll be waiting at the what?
Door.
You make a wish on one of these?
Star.
Sorry, it's on twice.
What?
Star is on it twice.
That's my fault. Yeah.
That's fine though.
Is that okay? Hi, okay, yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
So you got the last one literally on the nose. You pass on number 2. A substance used in roads and preserving timber is tar.
Oh, tar, yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy when you say it now,
to me. I know. And then question 6. When you get to a hotel, I'll be waiting at the... You said the door. It'll be at the bar, apparently.
Allegedly.
That's where Donald's waiting for you.
I'd be at the door waiting on you.
Yeah,
holding's open with all your iRadio cash machine winnings. All right, listen, Dano, come here. Thank you so much for coming on. And it's been lovely chatting to you. And have you any matches this weekend?
No, nothing. A quiet weekend.
Quiet weekend. The pitches are in awful condition to be playing in the gar, aren't they?
Exactly.
All right, well, listen, lovely to chat to you. Have a good day, all right?
Talk to you soon. Mind yourself.
Thanks. Bye. If you reckon you can beat Dano's score, or even a score of 8, and you want to get the contents of Una's drawers, which apparently, rumour has it, has Kings and Leon, I think it's in there.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, Kings and Leon, I think.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
If you do want to have a go at Rhyme It, all you got to do is send us a WhatsApp. Say, I want to play Rhyme It to 087-1102-107. We also were talking about The Hill I'll Die On this morning. Which is better, a party or going on a night out with a big group or a small group? Ella's in for Una this morning. And The Hill I'll Die On. I am so ready for this. And you did this over the weekend.
I did.
So I'm going to start it off, right?
Okay.
The hill I'll die on is that going out with a larger group is far superior than a small group of friends.
And I disagree with you.
Okay, what's your argument? Why is it better?
Now, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I love a party. A big, massive party. A function, if you will. I'm there and I will enjoy it and I'll have the great best crack ever.
But it's not necessarily a party. It's just a large group of people going out.
Yes. Like, yeah, I do love going out with big groups of people. I really do. However, I just find my most unhinged nights out have been with when I'm with like 3 of my friends.
Oh.
So there was 4 of us who went out last Saturday and carnage, you know?
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I suppose that's a huge thing.
Yeah.
Well, I always think that if it's a small group, if one person's boring, the vibe is killed. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, I totally get that. But so, I also find it with a big group, you're just like sat there. You're not really talking about anything really important because like you're trying to shout across the table at each other.
Yeah, but just think about it. Just even on arrival, you've got the, you know, Jake, you argued with the bouncer. Maya lost her shoe. Then we all ended up going to karaoke singing Eminem songs backwards.
But see, you know, we did the same, except instead of 10 of us, there was only 3 of us. And it looked really bad because the people were like, who are these 3 crazy people sitting at that booth there? And it was just me and my friends.
3 crazy people rather than a group of crazy people. I suppose, what about the entrance though? You know, when you arrive to a place, there's 3 of you, it's like, all right, okay, cool. Yep. But when you actually arrive as a group, you're making an entrance. It's a, you know, it's your entourage.
Well, yeah, I mean? But at the same time though, if you arrive at a group, you're less likely to get a seat. Like if there's like 10 of you, you're less likely to be able to sit together.
You booked a seat ahead of time.
Have you though?
No, not at all. Yeah, exactly. Not my group. Absolutely not. We're the most disorganized, chaotic crowd you can absolutely get your hands on.
Yeah.
But also it's like, you know, when you're trying to decide, like, you know, maybe you went out early, you've gone to watch, maybe you've been watching an early game of the Six Nations. Yeah. Mm. It's been on and you're just like, oh, we're all hungry. Will we stay out a bit longer? What are we going to eat? A small group of you can make a decision very quickly.
Yeah, and also I find as well, if you're in a big massive group, you mightn't really get to chat properly to everyone. You usually get like separated into like 2s and 3s, whereas if you're only out with 3 people, you're all just chatting to each other anyway.
Yeah, but you can mix it around, keep turning around. But going back to actually deciding where you're going to eat with a group of 12 people, when you finally decide 45 minutes later, you feel like an achievement. It's like a UN meeting where you've solved world peace, where you just know where you're getting your chicken wings, you know what I mean?
Whereas a smaller group, you just say, we're going to go here. Okay.
Boring. Yeah. All right. Which side are you on of this hill? I die in the hill where I say going out with a bigger group is much better crack than a small group of friends.
Yeah, and I say going out with a small group of friends is way more unhinged.
All right. Okay. 087-1102-107. We are doing the hill I'll die on, and the hill I'll die on this morning is I think that a night out with a bigger group of people is better than a night out with a little small group of people where it can easily turn to get boring. You know what I mean?
And I completely disagree with you. I think a night out with a smaller group is much better crack than a bigger group.
It's more chaotic with more people. There's more things going on. It's like a little bit more organization to do, you know, because like you've got to keep, not that you want to keep control of the situation. It's just like you want to know what's going on. It's something that always happens. You know what I mean? It's always a bit wilder. Yeah.
I feel like there's annoying chaos though with a bigger group, whereas with a smaller group, it's just like, oh, there's my friend, she's climbing a pole and she's only out with 2 of us, we must wait for her until she comes down.
This is what happened to you at the weekend.
Yes.
I didn't know you liked heights.
Well, I'm over my fear of them now, according to me last Saturday.
In those heels?
Yeah.
Okay, 087-1102-107, what are you saying, bigger or smaller groups?
Louise and Donegal here. I love like nights out with all my friends or great out crack, but I do find that when it's a small group, there's far less people to please and you have a far better night out. Definitely.
I don't know. No, it's like even with a big group, you don't necessarily get round everybody either. So it's not like you're there to please. You're just there to have fun, catch up, talk absolute nonsense, climb poles,
do whatever. No, but I still, with a smaller group, it's just much easier to sit down and have the debrief. You know,
why do you need to debrief?
You just have to debrief everything. Oh, everything ever.
Okay.
Like, I'm bringing up situations with my friends that happened 15 years ago and we're still talking about it. And we're like, yeah, no, totally agree. Oh, wow. A new lead to the story.
Okay. Well, we've learned a lot right now. Yeah. It's like, you just won't let things go, will you?
Yeah, 15 years ago, I was 7, so.
Wow.
If they're no cracker, they're really your friends. Big groups.
Yeah.
Possible carnage.
Yeah.
You have to be having cracker. This point has been there. It could be like a week.
It's very true.
The only thing is, come with the splitting bills of people like that in restaurants or whatnot. Smaller groups, handier get a taxi.
Not necessarily. No, hang on a second. Not necessarily. So like with technology, you can split your bill easily with your banking app, no problem. And you can order your taxis ahead of time. If the area that you live in happens to use any of the taxi apps, you can do all that ahead of time.
But what if they don't though?
Then you organise a bus.
Or what if you're in a place and sometimes, you know, when you walk into a restaurant and you just see the little sign, no split bills, then you're cooked.
What? Who has that?
I've never seen that.
Lads, are you joking? So loads of restaurants and places or like bars will have no split bills depending on like the group size. So let's say you and 12 of your friends walk up there and say, we're not splitting that.
No, but you can split it on the app.
Oh yeah, you can split it on Revolut or something like that. But like, still, someone has to take the big hit first.
Or if somebody says, right, we nominate Donald to pay the bill, we'll get you later on.
But what happens when you're not got later on? That's another thing as
you
just,
well, you make sure that you're got before you actually go up and actually go tap that phone.
It's easier to be around with a smaller group because it's just three drinks. Whereas if you're in a big, massive group, there's like 15 of you. Going up to the bar for some orange juice. Come on.
Small mortgage.
Yeah, small mortgage.
All right, 0871 102 107. I think the argument, you're starting to win this one.
I think so too.
Really good arguments from both sides of the hill.
Very good.
And I say that you have a better night out with a larger group of friends, and you've made the case that you have a better night out with a smaller group of friends.
100%.
It's a little bit more controllable. Mm-hmm. And you also said when it comes to like splitting the bill and everything like that, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, it is for a smaller group. Yeah, 100%.
We have a message in here which I think deserves some motivational music because this is a speech and a half.
If you're out, you're grown-ups. Stop splitting bills.
There you go. Stop splitting bills.
Pay your way or pay for it all.
There you go. Don't be splitting bills. Pay your way or pay it all.
God, like why do people think of splitting bills?
I don't know.
If I walk into a place and I says, right, well, this is just two separate people. You know, we're separate entities.
Separate entities.
We're just sitting at the same table. If they said, right, we've got to bill you together, we're like, no.
There you go.
Well, sir, you're very passionate about your lack of bill splitting. However, sometimes it has to happen. When you're in a group of 10 people or more.
Speech.
And you have one bit of orange juice and someone has 12 bits of orange juice.
Yeah.
Why on earth would you split the bill?
And especially if David decided he wants
obviously
to.
Obviously you would.
Yeah. I win.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
I think Ella won that one, in fairness. All right. Truth or Trash this morning was also a load of fun, is the fact that I'm going to give you now, in the next few moments, about Dave Duke from iRadio. Truth or Trash?
Truth or Trash? Donald, have you got a fact for us so you can, you know, get into our heads to see are you talking rubbish or not?
Yes, I have this. My fact today is about France.
Oui. They had a great result over the weekend at the Six Nations.
They haven't lost anything yet, have they?
No.
They're cleaning up at the moment.
We need somebody to beat France.
Yeah.
Please beat France.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Somebody beat them.
But please. France are winning at something else. Not winning, but France spans 12 time zones on this earth.
Huh?
Oh.
France spans 12 different time zones. Different parts.
Oh, what?
Yep.
I don't like that.
As in, because they like, there's like the French part of Canada and stuff like that, so all the different colonizations around the world.
Oh my god, well done. Very smart.
Well done, yes. Yeah. It's all the different places. Yeah, so the thanks to its overseas territories, it has more time zones than any other country. So, yeah.
Cooper, that was really good critical thinking.
Yeah, I was thinking Clock I might it. Just have you. Just thought you'd, but Cooper's just, he's just on it.
Not only am I not a pretty face. all right, Ella, do you want me to go or will I go? You go?
I don't mind.
I'll go, so.
Okay.
Dave Duke from David Fennell here on iRadio from 3 p.m. every day and was once fired from a job that he worked in a petrol station before he got into radio because he squirted ice cream at a customer from the soft serve.
Oh, I want to say...
And he thought it was great crack.
I want to say it's trash, but because I know Dave Duke, I think it could be true.
See, that's why I think he has us, because that's such a Dave thing to do.
Thing to do, yeah. I'm going to say true.
Yeah, I'm going to say trash because it's too obviously Dave. But then again,
that makes no sense.
No, I just because I think you could have made it up easily because it's such because we'd say, oh, that's a dope thing to do. Trash.
You're saying trash? Lock it in.
Mm-hmm.
It is trash.
Maybe. Oh, lousy.
It would be so like Dave to do it, though.
Yeah, I was like, that 100% is true.
Would it be more believable if I said that Dave Duke used to steal ice cream by putting his face underneath the soft serve and used to gulp it?
Oh, he definitely did that.
No, I feel like throwing it at a customer is actually more believable.
Like putting his finger underneath the nozzle and just...
Yeah.
That'd be. I don't think that's actually possible.
No, I don't think so either.
Even with a slushy machine,
my dream is to do that though someday.
Just your dream is to stick your head underneath the soft serve ice cream machine and just like gulp it up.
Yeah,
I'm sure we can make that happen.
We can. Brain freeze though.
Yeah, Anybody get in contact with us who's nearby, we can send you down it now and get it done.
At the right time of 12 minutes past 9.
Yeah, yeah. All right, okay. 087-1102-107. Who's got their soft serve all fired up? We want to send Ella down. She wants to get a gob around the nozzle. All right. Ella, what have you got for us?
Okay, right. We were talking about monkeys earlier, okay? So yeah. I've come with a monkey-based fact slash truth slash trash.
Okay.
Female chimpanzees.
Yeah.
Are you familiar?
Oh, yeah.
They can only give birth every 10 years.
They're closely related to us, aren't they, monkeys? But
they are, but they're not that related. Yeah. Well,
I think we're more, in DNA terms, we're more related to bananas.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And pigs.
None of this is factual. Please check your facts before you believe Cooper.
Continue. Very true. And dolphins. Yeah. I'm going to say that's true. I'm going to lock it in.
Yeah, I've not heard it before, but yes, true.
But would you like me to reveal the answer?
Yes, please.
It's trash!
Is it?
But it's like kind of trash but kind of true. So basically, they can give birth every 5 years. But like,
oh, you've just
I just changed the number
to cash
you out.
I did that the first few months when I started this job, then I stopped.
In Italy, garlic bread is against the law. No, it's not. In France, it is. All right, okay. Thank you so much. That was truth or trash. And maybe we can afford to seeing you underneath a ice cream machine, gulping as much as you can up.
Girl, my dream date, honestly.
Power to you, love.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We love a good insult, especially if it's funny, and we were asking for your insults so you could win tickets for the Kings of Leon, who've got support on as well from Florence Road, and you did not disappoint. You came in with the most amazing ones and deserved winners as well.
I heard something yesterday, and I want to see, does anybody else have any more like it, because I definitely know that you do. 087-1102-107. I overheard somebody in a queue yesterday at a deli counter, and they were asking, would you want something else when they were getting the sandwiches, like a box of wedges, and your man goes, sure, he's too stingy to buy that. Sure, he checks the bed when he gets up just in case he lost some sleep.
Oh, dear.
Checks the bed just in case he lost sleep. That's how stingy. So we are looking for proper insults like that, which are also obviously amusing. So if you can think of any, we're looking for them on WhatsApp, 087-1102-107. Either of you got any?
Well, another bed-related one is, if there was work in the bed, he'd sleep on the floor. I love that one.
Very good. I like that. Okay, get them coming in. 087-1102-107. Have you got one, Donald?
Yeah, you have to. If you had two brain cells, they're both on aeroplane mode.
Oh, brilliant.
All right, get your insults to us. So we're looking for your funny insults, because I heard somebody say yesterday, he checks the bed when he gets up just in case he lost some sleep. WhatsApp's coming in on 087-1102-107 to win these tickets.
What about this one?
Go on.
Hey, Scally. If you had two brains, you'd be twice as stupid.
There you go, Donald. That's especially for you.
In Derry, we say...
So in Derry, we say...
If you drop 50p, it would hit him on the back of the head.
Okay.
Okay, full disclosure. Okay, full disclosure, guys.
We all kind of looked at each other and went, what does that mean? So we've Googled it. It means that they're so quick to bend over and pick it up that they're faster than it being dropped and it hits them at the back of the head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense though.
Yeah. I do like it though.
So basically, it's how you call someone stingy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. All right. 087-1102-107. We're looking for your funny and clever insults.
One of my favorite insults, you're an oxygen bandit. Michelle and Mayo.
An oxygen bandit. You're stealing the oxygen.
Oh. You take my breath away.
You're a waste of space more than...
Oh.
Okay.
He's so tight, he'd trip over your coin.
Yeah, tight, too tight to trip over your coin.
And still not pick it up in case it costs some calories.
So for someone prone to telling a few porkies, you could say they'd make a lie stand.
Brilliant.
Make a lie stand, very clever. These are very clever. Sometimes, like, I don't know if it's just me, I might be a bit slow, but sometimes I have to think about them too long for it to land, Joe.
You were that ugly at birth, I think you might have to have tinted windows.
I'm sorry. If you missed that, please go.
You were that ugly aperture, an incubator had to have tinted windows.
Okay, all right. That is the contender for the winner so far. Beat that 087-1102-107.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
And that, my friends, is Breakfast Rolled. Thank you so much for having a listen. Like, share, subscribe, and we'll see you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. only on iRadio.